The last camp meeting that we had, we were all singing, right? And that, wasn't that the one? Yes, amen. That was nice. some of us were joking around during it too, because we were kept doing it over and over again to try to get it right and all that. And I think it was Brother Anthony or somebody said, can we sing a new song? Because, I mean, that's the title of the song, Sing a New Song. But it still makes me laugh when I think about it because of the way it was said. I don't know if everybody heard it, so I repeated it loud enough to where everybody could hear it. But that was such a blessed camp meeting. And I can't wait to do it again this year. And pray that we can, my brothers and sisters. Please, please, please pray, because it's going to be an election year. And they're going to, the left is going to do everything, and the right. But it's going to be mostly the left going to do everything they can to mess the society up and cause issues to make it look like their way is best or whatever. You know, they're going to do something goofy, so please pray. Or they'll just make it impossible for us to travel or whatever. So, thank you for praying. Let me just see if this is someone sending it. I get a... I'll praise from Brother Tim out there in Arkansas. Well, they say Arkansas, when Kansas, right nearby there, is called Kansas. Anywho, he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise God for his answered prayers, whether it be yes or no. Our God is so good. Amen, brother. Amen to that. Bro. Amen and amen. Okay. All right, I'm going to share a couple of my own praises here first. I see Sister Mindy's getting packed up and ready to go here because Sister Barb just put in a praise. And amen to that, Brother Dwayne. I thought you said it first, Anthony. Oh, okay. Anyway, because I thought I heard it from somebody else, and then I echoed it loud enough to where everybody could hear it, because I just heard it like somebody was goofing around and saying, can we sing a new song? Because I know how your humor is there, bro. But that's why I figured it was you. But I agree, Brother Dwayne, that every camp meeting we should do that and have another song, a new song to where, because we sung this one twice, and the first one was really good, and now this one's, you could tell there's so many more people at this one, and then the next one, we're going to have to sing one in regards to where the men chime in and the women chime in separately, and then together kind of a thing like we kind of did here, and then share it on Sabbath every now and then, because it's, because the way you can record things now with cell phones, it comes out nice. So, but yeah. But my first praise has to be about a young man. I think he was in his mid-30s. His name is Victor. He's an Amazon delivery driver. Okay? And everybody knows, I hand tracks out to anybody that comes to my door. And he received it like no one else. I have had the atheist say, no, thank you. I don't get into that. And but I still, I like the guy a lot, and he comes over once in a while, and he's very, very charming. He's a nice guy, and we talk a lot. And known him for years. But then the rest of them say thank you with a smile and all that other stuff, and they never get in my face. Victor, though. Please keep him in your prayers, because he was very appreciative to receive the climate change track. He even stated, he not only told me his name, no one else has ever done that, FedEx, Amazon, or whoever, or UPS. He not only told me his name, he put his hand out to shake my hand. But then again, it's obvious as to why he's not Americanized. He's not from America. I'm thinking Uganda, Kenya, or something like that. Very personable, very tall, too. Good-looking guy. And very personable. I mean, he was just so nice, and he thanked me, looked me square in the eyes, and I mean, it was just a real blessing. And so I like to pray every time, you know, for these people. I don't stop them and say, hey, you mind if we pray? Because that upsets some people, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to out there toot my horn, and because that just feels like you're tooting, you know, unless there's something crazy like what happened to my wife recently a couple of years ago. I'm thinking some guy had a big old crash or flipped his car around, a truck, I think it was, and she ran up, and she he was scared because he was hurting, and she asked him, would you like to pray? And he goes, yeah. So she prayed with him. But, I really enjoyed that meeting with Victor. I even put him on my private prayer list. And another praise, and I would think everybody in Twitch knows this is happening. Twitch is back online. Took 2 weeks, maybe longer. I don't even remember how long we were off. But it's a little bit too much technical stuff. I'm not going to explain it. I'm just praying that and praising the Lord that he fixed it. All is back to normal. And so now we got the two streams back up and running. I mean, my stream can handle it. I just lower the kilobytes per second so that we can pack the people in because I'm not playing with a lot of bandwidth. And so that's good. I can't do it. Jesse and I'll explain it later because I couldn't follow it. But thank you for sending it. You know, but I'll get back to you later. Like, give me a shout sometime this week, and we'll talk about it on the phone, all right? Because I couldn't follow it. It was, you know, we'll talk. We'll talk about it. And so, and I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. It's just it's so real. It was real the day I met Christ, obviously. And then you get that area, you know, a couple, 3 years later, you know, all the amazing things start to slow down, and that's part of the test. Will you stay on the cliff of the rock? Will you stay there like Moses is for 40 days without hearing a thing? I used to call them, well, I still call them dry spells, like when it seems like you're literally on your own, and he's not answering prayers real quickly anymore, and you know, it's stepping back to see if you'll stand firm regardless. And then all of a sudden it starts getting good again and all that. So it comes in waves. So, but praise the Lord. But anyway, this first praise that I have here that's not my own, I have a few more, but I'll have to dig into my praise list. But Brother Edgar says, I praise the Lord for help against my enemies that I cannot see from the spirit realm. And I also praise him for work, for life, and for the trials. And, sorry, I got the window open. Big old rolling house just drove by. These combines are huge. Sounds like an airplane on the ground. But, and I also want to praise the Lord for a trial that I just went through last week. Or this week. I think it was this week. I don't remember. It was intense, and I liked the way the Lord, at first, my first prayer was to pray in a certain way, and the Lord instead said, no, don't pray that way. All I really heard was 1 Corinthians 10:13 in my heart, and I mentioned this last night, and so I says, oh, so I can handle this, because what I was going through, I never ever went through anything like that before, and it was rough. And so I says, okay, well then, Father, I need the strength because what's coming in the coming days, you know, these things that are all these attacks that are going to be against us, we need to be able to stand firm and be able to handle that kind of stress or that kind of pain or that kind of, well, I wouldn't say fear because he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but you know, they're going to try to use fear obviously because that's how Satan likes to, he messes around with the flesh. I guess he still doesn't realize that even after killing 500 million Christians during the Inquisition, he doesn't seem to realize that Christians don't fear death. It's like, you know, but He just killed them anyway to get them out of there so as to make his job somewhat easier because they were spreading the truth way too far, I guess. I don't know. It's just very, very annoying. But anyway, I got a couple of more here. I don't know if anybody's got any other praises if they want to jump on the mic here, but I'm going to share this one here from Brother Yaswanth. And he says, Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I praise the Lord for my salvation and protection. Once I have requested the brethren to pray for my resignation because I am facing issues with the keeping of the Sabbath. They were going to force them to try to break Sabbath or something like that. And he says, and praise the Lord. I think that's what his prayer request was a few weeks ago, months ago. I don't remember. Anyway, and he says, and praise the Lord. Finally, I have submitted my resignation and I am in notice period. You know, like here in America, it would be the notice period would be like, I give him my 2 weeks notice, you know. And so he says, please pray that everything will go according to the Lord's plan for my life. And also, I have requested prayer for my younger son to become lactose tolerant so that he can drink mother's milk. And God answered the prayer that my son is now lactose tolerant and he drinks his mother's milk. So that was a quick answer to prayer there, by the way, yeah. And then he says, and praise Jesus that I found the chiropractor in my hometown itself. But please pray for me that all spine and nervous system, shall be fixed and my eye retina shall be healed and my night blindness shall be healed. I also want to thank the Lord for giving me and my family everything in the right time. And finally, I wish all the brothers and sisters have a prosperous Lord's Day. Your brother in Christ, Yaswanth. Amen. Amen and amen. And yeah, definitely keep them in prayer because night blindness isn't easy. It's not fun, especially if you're driving. But put on the brights. So, all right, let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy has got her hand up.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. All right, I have several praises to share. I'm going to start with the praises that were posted in the chat room during the children's study. So we'll share some of the praises from our little brothers and sisters in Christ. And we'll get started here. First of all, Brother Gilbert shared, I thank the Lord for his many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, and too many other things. The Lord our God is very good. Amen, amen, and amen. And, of course, that's all in capital letters. Sister Ida prays, I praise the God for his protection and blessings and answered prayer and all of the things that he has done for all of us. Praise the Lord, sister. And little sister Luna says, praises God for making all in world and healing the sick. And for the Sabbath, praise God for sheltering the homeless and keeping them safe. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Isabella says, I praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day and for my family and for everything that God has blessed me with. Praise the Lord. Sister Fran had posted a praise. I praise the Lord for his salvation he gave to me and to everyone who gives their lives to wonderful Jesus. I praise the Lord for the children who know Jesus and follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. I also thank and praise him for always rescuing me when I am in distress. Also, praise the Lord for his travel mercies and for all of us and how God's angels keeping us safe and sound. Praise the Lord for the cool weather and this sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord, sister. And little brother Damien praises God for the Sabbath and for it being testimony Sabbath and praise him that fall is here and keeping us safe on the road for my family and for his love. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Mary had a praise. Praise the Lord for my salvation and joy it brings for his mercy, patience, and long-suffering, protection, and the perfect peace only he can give, and many more for the cooler weather. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Jania Praise the Lord for the Sabbath today and the past week and for October that has started lately. I thank the Lord for the start of the cold weather, even if I get very cold. Praise the Lord, sister. And little brother or little sister Jade and Jojo and Isra want to praise the Lord for all the blessings, protection, and love he gave us every day. Praise the Lord. And Brother Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us, for all the healing he has done, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for the roof over our heads, for the food that he provides for us, and for this church family. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Praise the Lord. Sister Barbara had posted in the chat room, praise the Lord for his mercy and healings. For my husband has many health issues, but in some things the Lord has healed him. And now we are awaiting the Lord to guide the operation he must have on his bladder for the third time, she has in parentheses. Glory to our Lord for all his love, his thoughts of us, and many answered prayers. Praise the Lord, sister, and we'll keep your husband in prayer. Sister Nene's posted Sabbath blessings, church family. I praise and thank the Lord for his goodness, mercy, love, forgiveness, protection, healing, patience, correction, for the trials and for his unchanging truth and words. I also thank the Lord for this beloved church family, the body of Christ, and for the indwelling, comfort, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. I also thank the Lord for providing a parking spot daily for my mother this past week, as she had to temporarily find parking somewhere else as they were renovating her parking garage section at her apartment building. Praise the Lord, sister. And I will drop the mic. I have some more to share, but let's see if anybody else has any more to share.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. First of all, I want to praise the Lord again for the Arlac books. We've had the numbering system on here. Let me just double check something real quick. Not that I am going to number Israel and stuff like that, but when I see it happening like this, in regards to the amount of people that are requesting the book, the Arlac book, has gone over 1,000. And some months ago, someone joked about us, or about a year ago, they joked about it when they heard, because they like to spy on what we're doing here. And they joked about it saying, oh, wow, you know, we've handed out 1,000,000, you know, cards, you know, those little cards. There's a big difference between handing out 1,000,000 where maybe, well, we only heard of 2 people reading them. That got to me, that told me, to where people actually receive the book. They want the book. There's a big difference. You would have to send out 1,000,000,000,000 to get 1,000 people to read it. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because it just doesn't seem to, I mean, it slows down. It gets in areas where people are not really wanting it. But I just got another one just a moment ago, because I was checking the emails to see if we're getting praises. And I would think you would have to send out millions upon millions of these books to get. And I think that's why the Lord spanked us a few years ago when we sent out $5,000 worth of books to 3 small towns that I used to live near, and nobody got the books. And the post office acted like they never got it, when we know they did. You know, but it's not the way we should do it. We should be handing the people that we're talking to, because in this 1,000, this is only in regards to what's showing up, you know, for people filling out the form and requesting the book and giving the address. People also, I don't keep track of these, but I probably got a few hundred of them on to my left, where the people that received the newsletter asked for the book as well. And so we're well over 1,000 that actually have the book, and it is affecting people. Like that one preacher that we sent him 50 books we haven't done it in a while. I can't remember the last time. I don't know if Joe's gotten a request from him recently or not, but he's an ex-Seventh-day Adventist preacher, pastor, I think, and he was retired, and he got a radio station. And, he was preaching on a radio station. He still does it on the East Coast, and he contacted us because one of the people that work with him in the station requested the book because they hit my website, I guess, and they gave him a copy, and it floored him because he says, you guys don't know this, but that Arlac book that you call the Arlac, you know, because it's Arlac for short, which is Religious Laws Are Coming. We just shared the last few paragraphs of SOP 4. I mean, last few chapters of SOP 4. And he says, you guys don't notice because you're not SDA. And I was never SDA. He says, but the Seventh-day Adventist Church used to do the exact same thing decades ago. Because this guy's in his mid-70s, I think, he said. And but decades ago, they did the same thing. And they used the same colors that we did with the black and orange. And they even had the fire and everything on this cover like we do. Different graphics and stuff like that, but it looked similar to the book, which shows the Holy Spirit is moving in this church. And I want to praise his name for that. And I probably shouldn't, and I want to apologize. I shouldn't have mentioned the person that made fun of us about it. That's on them. And I shouldn't even mention stuff like that. So I apologize for that. But because Jesus wouldn't have done it. And I'm just not going to do stuff like that anymore. I don't like it. Because even though it happens so often, from all around the world, it's best that we share as Jesus would have us share. But yeah, it's because he like I said, he's on a radio station and he wanted to buy the books, and but we said we don't sell them, but he received them. We sent him 50. And two or three times, I don't remember how many times. It's Okay, thanks, Brian. I got it. But that, like I said, he's on the radio and he's talking about the truth, the three angels' message, and he knows about the apostasy of the SDA Church, and that's why he's out there on his own now. He's not connected. And he asked us for the books because he knows we're on the same page. And when he call in his show, they call in, and some of them request the books. And whenever he runs out, we'll send him another stack. Not a problem. And I praise God for that because that's the way to get it out there. But still, there's other ways of doing this. And thank you for some of your suggestions. We still need new suggestions in regards to how to get the word out. So if you would, if the Lord reveals anything to any of you, my brothers and sisters, even if you think it's silly, we'll take it into consideration, you know, when we meet and talk about these things. And so, thank you. I got a praise here for my sister wife. she says, here's my praise. I praise the Lord for my salvation and the peace, happiness, and joy that comes with it. Also, I praise the Lord for a quick healing. I must have caught a flu or something from somewhere, and I was super nauseated and feverish as I was sitting up in my bed 3 nights ago. Wow, news to me. I was, hold on. It says, okay. Somebody sent a PM, and so I kind of grayed it out. I was too weak to get out of bed to see if I had any natural remedies down in the kitchen. I then saw a bottle of my peppermint oil on the nightstand and asked God to bless the peppermint so it will heal me. Not even 3 minutes after I took the peppermint oil, all my symptoms went away, and I was totally healed. I had a long, wonderful sleep, too. Praise the Lord for his mercy and his true love for us all. God is so awesome forever and ever. Amen. Amen and amen. Wow, that's neat. And I got a from Brother Eli. He sent me a praise from Sister Novi. Oh, is it? Maybe it's not done yet. Hold on. I'll wait a little while because. Oh, it is done? Okay. All right. So thanks. Okay. Okay. Oops. Why does it keep popping up? I keep scrolling it. All right. So I'm going to have to hold the scroll bar up there to be able to read the. It's not even going into the. Wait, let me put this on a different monitor because I got a widescreen monitor and it's still not doing it. I'll have to copy it out and put it in Notepad. Hold on a second, everybody. I'm sorry. because the first time Brother Eli sent it in, the word wrap didn't work. And so this is from Sister Novi. It says, this week we went to the pediatrician office to get their iron and hemoglobin blood tests. Our children have never eaten animal and dairy products since birth. At first, the doctor asked if we want vaccines, and I told her it's religious preference not to get vaccinated. She never insisted and said we will never be asked again about vaccines. That was really rare for doctors not to even try to sell their vaccines. So praise the Lord. Also, the result of the tests are great. Their hemoglobin levels are in high normal range. The doctor said your children are eating the healthiest food. Most children nowadays are fed junk food. I praise the Lord for the light we received on how to raise our children. Amen. And then she goes on to say here that this week that's the same one. That's the same, how to raise our children. Okay, yeah, it was repaired. So I guess it came in twice. I thought it was two paragraphs. And then Brother Eli put in Daniel 1:15. It says, and at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And that's one of the main reasons you see what the Lord allowed for Daniel and his three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to eat pulse or like a vegan diet, so that we can see how well it works. And it does work, because I've had health issues recently, mostly based on just overwork, I guess. And I went all raw and I wouldn't suggest everybody just go straight all raw. But I've done it before and I know how to gauge things. And so I went all raw for like a little over 2 weeks. I mean, once in a while, I might have something like toast with it or something. And one time I did have a whole, one meal that was cooked, but still more than 50% was also raw. And that's the way I want to do it, because that has made everything, my system work so much better. And I'm going to stay on this diet for as long as I can, because the one thing I don't like cooking anyway. So, and I especially like the all raw, if it's growing in a garden, I just go out there and I grab a bunch of stuff and eat it while I'm standing there. You got to rinse it off, though, because of the chemtrails and all that garbage. I don't want to have that stuff ingested. But praise the Lord. Yeah, vegan diet does definitely work. Amen to that, Brother Gilbert. And so, okay, let me see if I think I got another. Oh, I got to put the text chat back where it belongs now. And then I got to. Oh, Sister Minnie's got more. So, okay. I got, let me get a short one here from Brother Stephen. And he says, praise. This is for praise. He says, this is this testimony. He goes, I would like to praise the Lord for the many blessings he has blessed me with, showing me more of his mercy towards sinful, fallen man, because he is not fair. He does not deal with us according to what our transgressions deserve. Amen to that. But he instructs us further when we need further instructions. He deals very patiently with us when we doubt he reproves us with a needed reproof to get us walking well again. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he just did that for me when it comes to my diet. I praise the Lord that he has made known to me some doctrinal errors I possessed and has been helping me to share my faith with people. I praise God that my grades in school are doing great, far better than the other two subjects I did in the summer. And that this school semester I have time to do some evangelistic work for Jesus. I praise God that he is still working in me to perfect me. And by the grace of Jesus Christ, all will be overcome. Amen, my brother. Amen and amen. Let's see. Yes, I got it, Sister Marie. Yes, yeah, I got it. I was going to let Sister Minnie go first. I think so. I think she's probably backed up a little bit, so I'm going to drop the mic.
Okay, I have some more praises to share. One was just posted in the room, so I'll go ahead and read this one. It's from Brother Jeremiah. I want to praise the Lord for all the opportunities He has given us to spread the truth and gospel. About a month ago, me and another brother had the opportunity to visit one of the false revivals going on. We were able to pass out some tracts, and I was able to speak to the nephew of the main preacher there, Greg Lockie. I was also able to share some Sabbath truth. Also, I want to praise God for helping me out in health and work, and praises to Him in general because He is good. And I know even when the road ahead looks difficult, He is looking after each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. All right, now I've got a couple more that were posted in the chat room, and then I have some that were PM'd to me. So the ones that were posted. Brother Gilbert had another praise. I also thank the Lord immensely for His help with the attack that had taken place. I would not cannot make it through them without Him / them, the Godhead. The Lord is very good. Amen, amen, and amen in capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And then Sister Stephanie, I praise the Lord for my husband having Sabbath off the last few weeks, many seeds being planted with him between church, and he has even been watching Bible documentaries and asking questions. Please keep him in prayer. Also, praise the Lord, we got some rain yesterday. It has been so dry and crunchy here. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, always making sure my family has everything we need. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Sister, we'll definitely keep your husband in prayer. Amen. All right, and then I have some that were PM'd to me. And let's see. This is a from a sister, precious sister, that wanted to stay anonymous. She says, I'm a senior lady, close to 72 years old, having a bone deformity in my right foot for many years. It was now causing pain as well as affecting my ability in walking. My main concern was that I felt I have to be physically ready as well as spiritually ready for the Lord when/if the time comes. This began to distress me because I prefer not to see any doctor. I prayed to Jesus for help and put myself completely in His hands. The Lord led me to not only a podiatrist, but also a new and truly caring doctor better than I previously had. I had no fear and kept believing in the Lord and let the Holy Spirit guide me. The day of the surgery was at the hospital, and I knew the Lord was with me. However, the deformity was so acute that there were two screws and a staple inserted to correct the bone. Everything went well. I understood that it was going to be 2 months for recovery and being off my feet a while. I seemed to need less medication at home and had less pain than expected. All the time, I kept reminding myself that I was in the Lord's hand, and no matter what, I was going to be all right. 2.5 weeks later, at the surgeon's office, the x-ray of my foot showed that the bone experienced a stress fracture because women's bones are smaller than men's, I was told. My interpretation of that x-ray, it looked like the bone now had attached to a piece of long, sharp sliver of bone that split off and was pointing up towards the top of the foot. My foot was still very swollen from the operation, and possibly if it wasn't for that swelling, the sharp end of it may have punctured through the skin on top of the foot. I was going to have to be extra careful so to allow the bone to heal. I did not stress because I knew I was in Jesus' hands. Everything was going to be all right. I had no fear. The next appointment, the surgeon said she didn't see any change and recommended that I use a medical electrical device that would stimulate bone growth. This concerned me. I was in the Lord's hand. What kept coming to my mind was the first covenant and why it failed. It was in the hands of man. I prayed and asked the Lord that if the insurance covered this, I would know by His will. If I had to pay out of pocket, it wasn't His will, and I wouldn't do it. It turned out that the insurance wouldn't cover it, and I said no to obtaining it. Through everything I had been through, I still had unshakable faith in Jesus. The next visit, I think, was 2 weeks later. The next x-ray told another story. I'll never forget the surprised look on the surgeon's face upon seeing it. That split piece of bone miraculously was near to being back in its place to the main bone all on its own in that short time. My son was with me there and realized we were witnessing a miracle. I thank the Lord and still do. Presently, I'm 80% healed, and it appears that that bone will be completely fused when I'm at 100% very soon. Trust in the Lord and be steadfast with prayer and praise and have an unshakable belief in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your sister in faith. Praise the Lord, sister. Oh, that is an awesome testimony. And then Brother Alex has testimony. Praise the Lord for continually blessing us in travel mercies as we've all had close calls in our life. I was traveling recently and noticed too late a deer standing in the middle of the highway next to the lane I was in. Only a little forwards and that would have been it. Not so coincidentally, the deer decided to turn around instead. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Goren has a praise. Hello, sisters. Have his blessings. This time it's a short praise. Praise the Lord for all his mercies of every day, for multiple travel mercies, for comfort for me and my immediate and wider family, and also praise the Lord for multiple unspokens. Praise the Lord, brother. All right, and I will drop the mic. Keep the praises coming. This is awesome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time we do this, it's just amazing. And we do this every month. Praise His name. I got one here from Sister Marie. And this is what she says. She says, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is well and having a great day in the Lord. First, I want to thank the Lord again for my salvation and for the peace He instills in my heart. As I walk with the Lord, I sometimes find myself asking many questions and wondering about many things concerning my life and the life that the Lord wants me to live. One thing I find amazing is that without warning, God answers a prayer in the most unusual and rewarding way. A week or so ago, I asked God how He will feed His children in the day when we have no food or when we can't buy or sell. I told God that if everyone would help each other out, that then we would be able to have something to eat, even if it was just an apple. Nowadays, many people do not want to help anyone, yet I find myself wanting to help everyone. What would it be like if the whole world pitched in and helped someone else? I often wonder. Well, one day, I saw a post where someone offered to share the apples from the apple tree that stands in front of their house. You know, I was just thinking about putting a sign on ours. We can't, there's just so many apples on our tree, we can't use anymore. And I was thinking about putting a sign out there saying free apples. But anyway, she says, my grandchildren and I and my daughter went and picked some apples. It was a big bag of apples we picked. I even made an apple cake that everyone loved. A few days later, a friend of mine posted a video where a friend of hers has a grapevine and asked who wanted some. By the way, we're going to have communion next week, everybody. Please don't forget. You're going to need your grape juice and unleavened bread. Anyway, she goes on to say that, well, of course, I wanted some, you know, the grapevine. I love grapes and most fruit. Once again, my granddaughter and I went to meet this lady who was offering her grapes. I picked a few because I was too busy talking, LOL. But my daughter and the lady's husband picked lots of grapes. We have an abundance of grapes today. My daughter made the grandchildren juice and ice pops and served them grapes with their meals. The lady invited us to go another day to pick more grapes before it gets too cold and starts to go bad. On the way home, I thought about my question to the Lord and smiled because He answered my question in this beautiful way. It didn't stop there. We still had one more stop to make because someone else posted that they had lots of chives from their garden and would give some away. We went and got a handful, and I used it to make my grandchildren egg muffins that they like so much. We were truly blessed with food. I take it that God was letting me know that there are still people out there that will share their food during those times. Or he was telling me not to worry because he will provide. Amen. Well, that's the promise too. Our bread and water shall be sure. So however he decides to do it, of course I'll do it, sister. She finishes by saying that I can't leave out the fact that Sitali pleased the Lord without a doubt. When we arrived at the lady's house, the one with the grapes, her yard was decorated with Halloween decorations. Sitali said, I'm not looking at that. I told her to turn her head and not look at it. Sitali said, the lady needs this. And held up a track that I had in my truck. Me and Letty laughed. I handed Sitali more tracks and said, here, you can give her these too. The lady came out to greet us. She was sweet and accepted the tracks that Sitali handed to her. While we were there picking grapes, the lady and I talked about God, and she admitted that she needs to get back to church. I told her to read the tracts, and she can also read her Bible. She agreed. It's amazing how God works and answers questions and prayers. Maybe God led me to that one lady because she needed to read the tracts or hear more about God. The best thing about all this is that God answered my questions in an amazing way. I love my time alone with the Lord because he is my best friend. Amen. Sister Marie. And by the way, they do have something like, I know what you're talking about with the posting. It's like a neighborhood thing. And I'm wondering if they have one in my area. I know they have them in Lafayette and West Lafayette, but I won't even know where to go. So if anybody knows where I can go online to find this list of people that are needing this or they're giving away that, I'll put my tree on there and then my garden too, because there's no way I'm going to be able to eat everything that's in that garden, you know. Because like the chives and stuff like that, they'll keep growing even when it gets cold. They'll come back again next year too, like they always do. But yeah, I'd like to be able to help some people in the area. That's a good idea. All right, let me read. I got a couple more here. Well, I'm going to read just one and then I'll drop the mic. It's from Brother Dan, and he says, Sabbath blessings. I'd like to praise the Lord for the amazing opportunity he gave me to share the love of Jesus with a lesbian lady this Tuesday. The conversation went on well over an hour. She asked many questions and even thought I did not sugarcoat the truth about homosexuality being a serious sin. She never felt personally attacked. She was very attentive as I told her that the wages of sin is death, but through the sacrifice of Jesus, legally, we can be set free, even though we don't deserve it and are 100% guilty. At the end, she gave me a big hug and said she will be joining at our weekly Bible study. Please pray for Terry, I guess that's her name, that she fully gives her life to the Lord, your brother in Christ, Brother Dan, up there in Canada. Amen. So I'm going to drop the mic so Sister Minnie can, or whoever, is going to be jumping up there. So be back in a minute.
Okay, I have some more to share. These were posted in the chat room. Let's see, Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for his travel mercies and the gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. My daughter and I were in the middle of a severe weather and asked a brother in the faith to keep us in prayer as I prayed too while driving. I parked by the car wash station with some vehicles were there too due to difficulty driving on the road. The light post next to the car wash area exploded as it may have stricken by lightning. Praise the Lord for his protection. Praise the Lord, brother. All right, and then I've got some that were PM'd to me. This one is from Sister Katie. I want to praise the Lord for another family that I started babysitting for 2 days a week. The baby is 3 months old, and his name is Grant. He is so adorable, cuddly, and overall just a good baby. I play scripture lullabies for him while he is playing, and when he is getting ready to go to sleep, the mom is very open-minded, so I was able to plant seeds about the Sabbath, the plant-based diet, vaccines, and natural healing. I hope and pray that I will be able to plant many more seeds with her over time. The area that they live in is just full of nature and have horses in the back of the cul-de-sac that can be seen from their backyard, so beautiful and peaceful. Grant loves looking at them too while being held. Praise the Lord, sister. That is awesome. And then Brother Arthur sent me a PM. My praise. Let's see, I got to scroll down. Okay. There was a slowdown at my job. Our company is in bad shape. Many of us were permanently laid off this week. I need to break from waking up at 4 a.m. every morning. It was wearing away at me. I praise the Lord for the new path He has decided to put me on. I have faith that the outcome will be a good one. He has blessed me during my entire life. Please pray for me that I understand the direction that He wants me to go. I have been contemplating an online business or another NC programming job. Also, my blood clots are going away and God is healing me daily. Praise God for His love and guidance in my life. Praise the Lord, brother. We definitely keep you in prayer. And let me see if there's any more in the chat room that I can share. I think that's it. I'll drop the mic.
Another good praise week. Amen. Testimony Sabbath. I got one here from Brother Eli. He says, I got pulled over by a cop and I apologized to him for speeding. The cop told me that I was not speeding, but he couldn't see the plate number of my vehicle as it was covered by dust. Hold on, somebody just sent me a PM. Let me just, if I could scroll up and get past. Nope, can't. So I got to go back. All right, so covered in dust. After he returned my driver's license, which was from another state I used to live in, he asked me that I should replace my ID because I live in a different state now. I chatted with him about Romans 13 and how he was ordained of God to execute peace, order, and to remind citizens of their duty as drivers. I gave him the Ten Commandments track, and he appreciated it. Amen. And he let me go without a ticket. He said, amen to that. Yeah, that's the first thing I like to do is Romans 13, verses 1 to 7. Thank you for, being obedient to the God that ordained you. What's this here with Anthony? Oh, okay. Let me read the one I got from Danny. Anthony and Danny. It says, Sabbath blessings, beloved family, from Danny and I. I have two praises that I'd like to share. Okay. And it says, number one, yesterday was my last day at my landscaping job. It was a blessing to be able to plant seeds during my time there. And it was also a blessing to be able to acquire a new skill that I can potentially bless others with within the near future. I start a new job on Monday. This job was an answer to prayer. It is not only better pay, but also it won't have me working into the Sabbath hours, and I'll have the Sabbath off. It also will give me time in the morning to have my devotional time again. Due to my working long hours at my landscaping job, it caused me to be so exhausted that I would sleep in as late as I could until I had to leave to go to work, which is 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., and then it goes LOL. And then number two, this praise comes from Danny. I praise the Lord for His mercy and grace for helping me when I feel lost from Him. I've been dealing with the thoughts about me being lost and that God has left me. But when I pray and talk to the Lord about it, I'm reminded of how I can be my own worst enemy and that I need not to listen to my feelings, which the devil can use against me, but only listen to His word. Amen. I thank God so much for getting through another month. We're getting closer to Jesus' coming back. The signs are all around us of that fact. Hallelujah. I just want to be with Jesus forever. Amen. I would think there's a lot of people in our church family today that would echo that one. So amen to that, sister. I also want to praise the Lord. I was reminded, as Brother Alvin and I were talking last night about this, or the day before or something. I can't remember exactly when, but so many phone calls, you know. But he was telling me, I think it's 250,000 tracks are being printed in the Philippines because we just, a lot of people left a certain group that their leaders all went into apostasy. And they joined us, and it's a crazy number. From I'm not going to mention it because I'm not going to number Israel, but it was a blessing to behold that there's going to be a bunch of people in the Philippines passing out these tracts. I think one was the climate change one, and the other one was the Mark of the Beast or the Ten Commandments one. I don't know. I think it was Alvin on that. But yeah, the people left them. They left that. They were. Well, this was partly some of the people that used to be associated with us on the West Coast, and they had a bunch of people in the Philippines. And yeah, they finally got wind of what was going on, and now they're all with us. So praise the Lord. Mark of the Beast, Ten Commandments, and climate change. Thanks, Alvin. Okay, so it's the Mark of the Beast, and I want a couple. I want some climate change ones. And I think they're being in Tagalog, it's going to be in that language. If you have any in English, I need the climate change ones, you know, because you guys took the Pope off the cover and the Mark of the Beast one too. I want to get some of those, but I want to praise the Lord for that because the 250,000 of them, they're going to be going out, and these people are going to be doing it in the proper manner, hand to hand. You know, I'm hoping, you know, putting them on cars and stuff like that. We have, yeah, there's new covers. There's new fronts to the tracks, and I want to get some of those. I mean, I'm still getting rid of the ones I have, and in my pocket, I got to refill my little stash that I always have in my pocket at all times. So I'll do that today because I still got some left, but I'm getting very low. But praise the Lord that those tracks aren't going out even more now in the Philippines, because that's, you know, I'd love it if we had someone, well, I know we have people in every nation, but I don't know who's doing it in Mexico, because that's always been a burden with me because of when I ran my dad's office when his partner had the heart attack, and then I ended up working for both of them. It turned out that they had more than 50% of their clientele was Spanish, and that's why we were on Channel 26. My dad's commercials were on Channel 26, which was a Spanish-speaking channel in those days. It was in the 70s. And I just fell in love with the people. They're just so devout to God and all this other stuff. And if you show them the truth about the Catholic Church, they're so devout, they'll look past all. They want to know what God wants them to do. The majority of the people that I've talked to, that's how they are. And so I'd love it if we had them in Spanish and we can get, if there's anybody in Mexico handing them out. Because like I said, because like the same thing in the Philippines, they're so devout. And they're easy to talk to. They don't get all up in your face like some Americans do, you know. So, but, yeah. And so, yeah, we'll just, me and Alvin will get together. I think we'll just, you know, if they're going to do the 250,000 in the Philippines, that's great. Maybe we should do, you know, as many as we need to here in the States, and we'll just do a double order or something like that, but in English. But Spanish thing, too. We if we have anybody that's in Mexico that can hand these out, or in Mexican neighborhoods or whatever, or if you're bilingual, we should get them in Spanish because people are constantly asking us for, like some of my web pages have been, you know, translated into like Russian, Italian, Spanish, and some other language. I don't know. I've never done it. I used to do the Google Translate thing, but Google banned it on me. They wouldn't let me do it anymore because they don't like me, so which I could care less because people know how to use Google Translate. They can just copy and paste stuff in if they need to. But there used to be an app that you can, well, not an app. It's like a JavaScript thing that you put on your web page, and then it'll automatically convert it to any language you want. Well, they banned my use of it. And so, but the Lord's still going to get the truth out. They think they're winning, but they're not. We do have Spanish translators that we can trust. And see, that's another thing. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. My brothers and my sisters that have translated things for me, I think, and I still haven't gotten them on the site yet, some of them. It's hard, unless I know, like if it's like sisters and brothers in the church that have been with us for years, and they want it, they feel like translating something, that's great. But somebody coming out of the blue, I've had them email me, says, I'd like to translate this page for you. And I don't know them from Adam. They've never been to a church service, nothing new. We can't take that chance because, you know, they'll do something strange with it. Okay, good. Good to hear. Brother Arthur says he's got something going to be posted online soon as well. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, let me check my emails real quick and see. Well, I don't know. Sister Mindy, you got any? You can just jump on the mic if you want. Oh, she does? Okay. All right, let me drop the mic then, and I'm going to go jump around and look at, check my emails really quick. So I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. I would like to share my testimony. Looks like I'm all caught up with everybody's testimony so far. Please let me know if I've missed anybody's testimonies in the chat room. I'd appreciate it if you let me know, so I don't want to overlook anybody. Okay. All right, so my testimony, obviously I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it and this beautiful, cool fall weather that we're getting now, and I just love the fall when the leaves are changing, and it's just so beautiful to go for walks. I also want to praise the Lord that I was in a women's study the other, I think it was two Thursdays ago, and I had never heard of this woman before, but she's on YouTube and she has many, many videos on health. And I believe she's SDA. She's from Australia, but they basically banned her from sharing the health message in Australia, believe it or not. Her name is Barbara O'Neill. Many of you might know her or have heard of her. Watched her videos, but I just want to praise the Lord that I just went on like a video binge watching her videos. And I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, oh my goodness, she can explain things in layman's terms. She explains how all our organs work, what the function of each of our organs is, how God designed our bodies to heal itself. And this woman is very, very, God has blessed her with so much wisdom and how she just memorizes Bible verses. And she talks about, obviously, you know, how the Bible relates to how we're supposed to take care of our bodies. And you know, from what I've, you know, been watching, and I've been doing my diet totally wrong, because I would not eat I call it my brunch until like 1 o'clock. And so I didn't eat breakfast. And then I would have, my dinner when I got home. And that would be my big meal, would be, you know, later, in the evening. But she says, and it just makes sense, you know, to obviously go to bed early, get up early, she says, eat your breakfast like a king. Eat your lunch like a queen and eat your supper like a pauper, which means you might not eat supper at all, or you might just have like a bowl of soup or a piece of fruit, just something very light, because, you know, that way you can go to bed, get a good night's sleep. And that just made sense to me. So now I'm incorporating that into my diet. And so she recommended like eat your fruit in the morning, so that you have the whole day to work, you know, to work off the sugar in the fruit and what have you, and then have like a big salad for lunch, and always have healthy fats. She really recommends, you know, having the nuts and the seeds and avocado, and because our brain needs the fat for, it just helps our brain function more, and you know, of course, the extra virgin olive oil. Make sure it's a really good olive oil that you have, and then the exercising that she recommended, And I started doing it, but I got to tell you, my body's not used to it. I haven't ran in like, oh my goodness, I had to be like in my younger, you know, teens or whatever when I ran. But she recommended the high intensity interval training, and it's HIIT. And so she recommends that you do a high intensity for 30 seconds. And if you're like walking and running, I started the running. And so you like you're running for your life for 30 seconds. And then for 90 seconds is your recovery. And so you either, you know, just stop and do stretches or something. Or I was just walking slowly because obviously I was catching my breath. And I did it for like 2 days. And then the third day I could hardly get out of bed. I was so sore. So I overdid it. And then, of course, I found that I should be stretching before I do all this. And so I started stretching now. And then the other day I did it, and I went out and I ran, and then I walked, and then I ran. And then you do it for, like, I think 6 intervals. So you do the high intensity 6 times. Well, I got home, and my one leg, my left leg, I could hardly walk on it. And I don't know if I ran wrong or what, but it was so sore, and I was just, I could hardly walk on it, and it was Friday, yesterday. And so I just pray, Lord, please, Lord, take this pain away. You know, I know my body's got to get used to this exercising, and so I decided, you know, I feel like the Lord, you know, was telling me to, you know, take a nice hot bath. And so I took a hot bath, and that helped with the pain, but it was still, you know, painful. And I just kept praying, you know, for the Lord to heal me. And so by the time I got out of the bath, my leg was completely healed. I had no pain, and I give God all the glory, because I know the bath helped, but I know it was God that healed my leg, and so that I could share this testimony and how awesome our God is. And so I just wanted to share that with all of you. And, you know, and with Brother Nick or Pastor Nick talking about the raw diet, I'm going more to that diet. I felt the best on that diet, eating raw. And, you know, it's okay to have some cooked food like rice and beans. And even Barbara O'Neill, you know, said that we should be having, you know, like our legumes, our beans, and you know, whole grains and what have you. So, you know, eating mostly raw is we get the most nutrients that way. And like Pastor Nick said, it's less work. You don't have to cook it. Eat it as is. You know, I mean, it's so good for us. And I feel like God is fine tuning our walk with Him. I know He is with me. And just giving me more and more ways to better my walk with Him, take better care of this temple that He has blessed us with. And so I just praise God for that. It's like little by little things that I had a hard time giving up, He's helping me give them up. And just, you know, I just praise God that He's just bringing us closer and closer to Him. And He really is preparing us for the latter rain. And, you know, we're going to have the trials, we're going to have the difficulties that we're going to go through, but that's Him removing the dross from us, brothers and sisters. And so just, you know, keep persevering, keep fighting the good fight, and don't give up, and God will bless us tremendously, and we will be ready for that latter rain. I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. And to add to the raw thing too, most of the plants, I mean, I wouldn't eat a leaf off of a tomato plant. I don't know if it would taste good, but like beets, I like growing the beets because I like the beets. They actually lower your blood pressure too. but the beet leaf is excellent in a salad. And what Sister Minnie revealed to me a few months ago, you said something to the effect that there's no more nutrients in the beet leaf. And so, like when I do what I call my avocado sunrise, well, that's what Fran named it. It's two pieces of rye toast with avocado on it, and then sprouts, and then some kind of lettuce and tomato. But I just go out, like I got Swiss chard. It's growing like elephant ears out there. I've never seen it grow like that before. But this is a new garden that we built with, I put a bunch of old logs underneath. It's like raised beds to keep the bunnies out. Otherwise, they'll just eat everything. And I've never seen Swiss chard grow that long. It's like it's, some of them leaves are like my leg, or no, like an arm, like your forearm, and but wide. And all bumpy, like spinach, but they don't taste like spinach. And they're excellent with, avocado and all that. But, yeah, the it's just so much better. It tastes so much. Our God really knows how to make food tasty. And I noticed some of the things out there, like say if I wanted to eat a piece of Swiss chard, it's not very tasty on its own. But what I'll do sometimes is I'll rip off a section of the leaf because they're huge. I'm not kidding. And, they're not as big as like a zucchini leaf, but, you know, they're up there. And I'll take a piece of that leaf of the Swiss chard and then grab about, I don't know, five or six pieces of chive and then a couple of what my wife likes to call burnt rubber, which are, I forget the name of them. It's a salad. What's the name of that, Fran? Do you remember? I know it's lagging to get to the living room through the network. But I put those on there too, and then I roll it all up and just eat it I roll it up like a cigar, you know, and just eat it. And mixing them all together at once, and it gives a whole different meaning instead of just eating one leaf at a time. But with tomatoes or beans or something, yeah, just grab them off the plant, eat them straight. Well, I just got a text, praise from Brother Severin. He says, I am very thankful I was able to spend last Friday with my friend working together. Even talked Wednesday, and yesterday he was gone. We hugged, we shook hands, and told each other we loved each other. He was closer than a brother. His wife and kids need prayers. They are hurting. And I checked on the news. I didn't find it, but this is his friend. I guess he was like around 40. He's known him his whole life as his best friend. And like Brother Severin, he's a window washer. And it happened. I don't remember. I think he said Indiana, but he was washing the windows and the rope snapped or something, and he fell to his death. And so yeah, so keep his wife and his family. His kids are, it's got to be rough. And keep Brother Severin in prayer, too, because that's like losing a brother. You know, I know how difficult it is to lose a best friend, a child, and it's just not easy. So please keep them all in your prayers, everybody. But praise God that all those strange things happened before his friend died, where, you know, the hugging and the love, you know, saying they loved each other. I mean, it's just, that was nice. To have that. And we're going to see a lot more of this in the days ahead with people that can't go through what's about to happen. The Lord allows them to take a nap, you know, dirt nap, as we like to call it. And they'll be, everything will be great. We'll get to meet with them when we see them. I also want to praise the Lord myself that the Lord gave me some utterance in regards to this blog entry I'm writing. I got wind of a new. I think. Let me just look it up real quick here for you. If anybody wants to check it out, yeah, the Pope just released something called Laudato, but it ends with an E, so it could be Laudate Duum instead of Laudate like the other one he did. And in this Laudate Duum that he puts out, he's pushing climate change laws, and he's pushing for criminal acts of people like denying climate change, causing, you know, allowing them to do criminal activity against them. And that's why back in 2012, you saw, I think, no, it could have been 2005. I did a newsletter back on it. I think it was 2005. One world court system, the Roman International Criminal Court System. Nobody really saw a reason for it or a need for it then. Well, now you do, because now it's global. And he's also insisting that the United States of America get up there and do the right thing with climate change, be an example, and push these laws so that everybody else follows their lead. That's exactly what Sister White prophesied would happen. And I want to praise God that he's letting us see this so that we can go out there and announce it again and declare it again. And I know, man, that's why I'm not going to make a video about it. It doesn't make sense. They'll just ban it and probably pull all my videos if I did. But I'll put a blog entry up because my blog is getting more traffic than the YouTube anyway. So because, you know, my blog doesn't get censored. And so, but yeah, please keep that in your prayers because there's an awful lot going on right now. I'm hoping to get this thing posted tonight or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. And it's going to shake things up a little bit, I would think, in some, because you know, there's an awful lot of people that hit the blog. And I praise God that we can see this. And what saddens my heart is there's so many Christians out there that really clearly have no idea how this is an issue. And so the Lord is literally very active in this church family. And so praise God for that. I think I got one more praise. Yep, I got from Sister Daniela. I might have more, so I'll check my email here in a minute. But she says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I would like to praise the Lord for what he did for my mom with her healing. She was diagnosed with a benign tumor on her finger and had been suffering with the painful effects for quite a while. She had had operations in the past, but the tumor would always reappear. But upon this time, she decided to give it to the Lord in prayer, asking for him to heal her. The next day, she noticed that the tumor was completely gone. And yes, this is why people that might not even be SDR, you know, seem to visit us on WTPR, on testimony service, you know, with all these testimonies and all these things that the Lord is doing. There's people that are seeking. I know what I was doing when I was seeking the Lord. I was watching Christians that found him. And so there's people out there that need to hear this stuff. And so thank you, everyone, for sharing your testimonies because they're literally, you never know. You might be the only Bible some people read. They might find Christ and then a few moments later, you know, have some fatal accident. And it's just, it always reminds me of the guy that, kind of similar to Severin, what happened, where these two guys grew up together, best friends, school together, and then college together and everything, and then their careers got them, like one guy was on the West Coast, the other guy was in New York on the East Coast, and the one guy on the West Coast found Christ, and he had this burden. He wanted to talk to his best friend about Christ, but he didn't want to do it over the phone. He wanted to go there, so he went. It took him a while to get up the money and all that, but he finally went, and he met him in his office building in New York. This was decades ago. They got to talking, and his best friend found Christ. And perfect timing, too. And I've shared this many times before, but I love repeating it. He says they were going to go out to get something to eat. And they're going down in the elevator, and they go and they step out outside. I guess it's a summer day, and the guy looks up and he goes, oh, look at how beautiful creation is. And he's in New York, concrete jungle, but I guess there were a few trees nearby. And he looked up at the beauty of the sky, and he looked at creation and was praising God, and he dropped dead. He had a heart attack. That friend of his was there right when he needed him. And I believe all the stuff that Brother Severin was sharing was exactly what his friend needed to hear right before he was going to take his nap. Because I've seen many of my friends, Fran and I were just talking about it recently, for some reason they start calling out of the blue, and we just start talking like Tony Ray. Him and I were best buds for years when we were kids, and then we got married. We kind of, you know, went our different ways, and then I started preaching and teaching, and all of a sudden he called me about 10 years ago, and I had been already ordained as a pastor by then, and he had all these Bible questions, and it just shocked me because I never knew that he had opened up the book. And we talked, and every other month or so he would call, and then he died in his sleep, and he heard everything he needed to hear, I think, because he had a lot of misunderstandings, you know, like most people do, like he believed in the 7-year trip and the secret rapture and all that. But I do believe he was hearing what I was saying and showing him how, yeah, if this stuff is true, if the secret rapture is true and all that they were saying was supposed to happen after the secret rapture is true, then why are the things that they said were supposed to happen after everybody left are happening now? Ain't nobody left yet. And so, yeah, the Lord just gives it, you know, gives us those power phrases, I like to call them, every now and then, and to help these folks out. But let me Let me see. And then one guy that I wanted to talk to, him and I, we shot stick together. He was the only guy I trusted on a pool table, and he was just amazing. And then we parted our separate ways. I could not find him. For like the last 5-6 years, I just kept looking and looking and looking. Couldn't find him. And I found some guys that had the same name that he had, you know, the first and last name. And I sent out emails to them and all that and never got a response. And I finally found him the day after he died. But the whole time I was praying for him. So I'm hoping that, you know, because I might have been the only one praying for him. I don't know. Or others were praying. And, you know, but his name was Bob Myers. This guy I used to hang with. And I just wanted to reconnect, you know, and just see how his life went and how it was going, because he was my age. But I don't know how he died or nothing like that. They didn't say nothing on the obit. So, but yeah. Just share your faith with everybody you love, everybody you know, because you don't know. They might be the last thing they hear. So let me check my email one last time here. I don't know if Sister Mindy has any more, but I'm running through my list of emails here. And nope, I didn't get nothing new. So do you got anything, Mindy? I think Brother Garn put something in there. And then somebody named Guest 5273. So.
We just got one in the chat room.
Okay, I'll drop the mic.
Aurora. I want to praise the Lord for teaching me about clothing reform. I have been blessed with skill and love of sewing and been changing some pants into skirts. Also been blessed to find some articles at the thrift store that need a few stitches and will be suitable skirts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. That's another praise I want to share, too. I recently was able to purchase a sewing machine that was not very expensive, and I'm just learning how to sew. So praise the Lord for that. So that's awesome.
Amen. Amen and amen. And so I because I was reading a PM earlier, you shared Brother Gorin, I think, had a praise up there about the car crash, his friend. Because I think I just saw it in the text chat there.
Oh, I believe he said this happened a long time ago, but I'll go ahead and read it. Because okay. My elementary school friend died in a car crash, and he was always very protective of me and all. The last time I saw him, he patted me on the back and head, and we chatted for a while, and then he said, "Be safe and take care." That was the last time I saw him. I had no idea. It was like he was saying goodbye. Will not forget him and very kind to me. He said this was a long time ago, not recently or anything. Mm. Okay.
Praise God.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay. All right, so I guess let me just check the email one last time, because every time, and it seems to happen every time. Well, hold on a second. It's going to. Boy, if you could just see these, because I just watched in the camera him driving by. Okay, he just went by my window. And I'm a good, you know, I don't know, 30, 40 feet from the stone road. And they're good-looking things. They're just like a giant Tonka truck, but it's a combine. Huge. This is not as big as the one prior. Okay, now one of its, okay, another guy. All right, now he was just carrying one of the connecting tools that they, attachments. It looked like a harvester. So, all right. I don't have any, well, let me just triple check here. Nope, nope, nope. But yeah, but quite often, and I know what's going to happen. We're going to get done, and I'll get an email. Here's my praise. It happens quite often, but then we'll just share it next time. No problem. So I'm going to drop the mic where you have some music, and then we'll close in prayer.
Thank you.
Big and Neil, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with all these answered prayers, these amazing testimonies where your hand has moved among your people. Thank you so much for loving us like that. It's just so shocking when we think about the way people that are in power down here won't give anyone the time of day, but yet you are the creator of all that is seen and unseen, and you listen to the prayers of even our children, little kids. It's amazing how loving you are. Thank you for that. And thank you for blessing everyone on the prayer list, everyone in need, and everyone that's doing the work, keeping the strong hedge of angels around him. Thank you, Father, for that. And thank you for blessing this the remainder of the Sabbath and this new week ahead of us, so that we can go forth and do the things you would have us do. Thank you for all these things. And we pray this, and all these testimonies are shared to the best of our ability, so as to glorify you in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.